Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World, another week with this wonderful show. Before we get started, I'd like to announce that on the 16th of September, we'll be having some guests, and these are very special guests, actually. We had a very special guest two weeks ago with Dr. J.J. Hertog and Desiree Hertog, so which we will probably have again in our show soon. I'm sure they have so much wonderful information to share with the world. And so next month, on the 16th of September, we'll have Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslov. He is an actor and director, and they both wrote a new book called Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life. So, again, the 16th of September, please join us, and I'm positive that you will definitely enjoy the show. Well, today we have a special show as well. Even though we don't have a guest, we do have a wonderful show. We've made some changes in our website, so for those of you who are new or for those of you who have been to the website but have not been there lately, we're kind of bringing in a new topic, and the topic is multidimensional consciousness, multidimensional awareness, multidimensional living and functioning. And what that entails, it's harnessing the power of who you are and bringing that out, bringing from within that power outside of yourself. So we're going to be talking today about that. And what multidimensional functioning entails is functioning through oneness. In the interesting part, it almost seems a contradiction in terms, because multidimensional is multi, like the word says, many dimensions. And yet the oneness brings them all together. And because you're in oneness, you can relate to all of them at the same time. So let's talk a little bit about what this is and what this means. Multidimensional functioning through oneness. Basically, what we do is we help you connect with your divine essence through a powerful breath technique that transports you into the multidimensional functioning level of being. You live life on your terms by experiencing different things. For example, one of them is remote viewing. Another one is multidimensional functioning, multidimensional mental screen, multidimensional healing, which is very different from anything that I have seen out there today. So I'm really excited because we're moving into a new era in time within our planetary existence. And at the same time, the energies that are being provided to us throughout the universe and within our own world itself is just powerful, very powerful, very healing, very nurturing, and very empowering. And to have the ability to connect with those energies, to have the ability to harness those energies for the benefit of yourself, your family, friends, and also humanity and the world and the universe itself is one of the greatest challenges that we're going to be confronting as things are continuing to be chaotic, and they may get worse. So we have to be prepared. We have to be ready to really be able to harness this, to be able to empower ourselves. Protect is one of the other things that multidimensional is about, protection and clearing. So all of these things are so important to us because we find ourselves sometimes confronted with people who are power hungry, and that all really is related with the energy that people want and need, and they don't know how to replenish. And when they come across people who do, obviously they're very drawn to these people, which, you know, people, spiritual people usually are. And so we're going to be talking in the next few weeks about what multidimensional living is and how to function at that level. I've already done the breath technique in a previous show, probably a month or so ago. It is extremely, extremely powerful if you have learned to do it with us. And if not, we will be repeating it again. Also, remember that you can go to the archives and it is recorded, so you're welcome to access it. And at the same time, there's a fee of about $7 a month, which will help to support the show as well as BBS, the network. So please take that into account also when you think, well, why should I be paying to listen to this? There are so many things out there that you're being charged up that is a bunch of meaningless garbage, for not saying anything worse. And when you have something that provides you value, like the network here, the BBS network, with all the wonderful hosts that it has, it's good to support that, because when we don't support what is good for us, then we end up with more garbage in our step. Okay, so let's get away from the garbage and let's focus on the multidimensional living and what that all entails. Okay, so basically, what we do is, one of the things we learn is to remote viewing and multidimensional, to use the multidimensional screen. We learn how to quantum tunnel. We learn how to empower ourselves, and most important, to connect with the divine flame within, and through the divine flame within, to connect with the ultimate divine flame that exists in the universe. That's one of the things we're going to be learning to do. So please join us on our next shows, because I think this will be worth it for you. And there are people who have to pay for these things, so you'll be getting some of it free. And I think, again, it will benefit you. The only thing I would ask in return is that you leave us on our blog of researchcia.com. Leave a comment or a statement to see how you're doing. I also wanted to apologize for 2 weeks ago when we had Dr. Hertog on the show. We had some technical difficulties, and it's not surprising, because this is not the first time that Dr. Hertog has had difficulties, technical difficulty, that is, because with the level of energy sometimes that you bring together when you have two or three more people that are high energy voltage, you kind of affect, believe it or not, the technology that is around us. So again, I apologize. You feel free to please call into the show if you'd like. We'll in the last 15 minutes of the show, we'll be happy to take calls. And for those of you who are listening now, and you know, the ones that I may come later may not be able to get the numbers, but you can go to BBS Radio to get the information, as well as I'll give you a couple of the numbers, which are 888-627-6008, and that's in the US and in Canada. And then there's also 530-327-7602. And there's different ways you can access, so please feel free if you have a question. And if it's about the last show we had, all you have to do is visit the blog and just enter that information on there, and we'll be happy to I'll be happy to forward that information to the Hertogs and have them respond to you. All right, so let's continue a little bit more with the multidimensional functioning through oneness, and this is something that we developed here at the Research Center for an Awareness, and obviously being the founder of it, I'm one of the key people involved in this process. So you can also function as a medical intuitive, which means if you can do remote viewing, you can basically detect the energy patterns on people and things that are around us. And when you can detect these energy fields, you can also tell if the frequencies are in balance or out of balance. And we have some really very powerful tools to help to bring that into balance again, which is what we call the multidimensional healing. And it's very powerful. You can know what is wrong with a person. You don't have to know. It just works, period. And, you know, being a person that likes things very easy, for me, that is extremely powerful, because sometimes when you're working on a group of people at a time, I mean, I've worked on probably hundreds and hundreds of cases throughout the years. And there was a point in time where I was working on so many people at the same time that it was almost very difficult and not enjoyable to go into a meditative state and sit there for 15, 30 minutes doing exactly working on these people. The powerful thing about the multidimensional functioning is that you can, all you have to do is, since everything around us is a mirror of who we are, since everyone around us is in oneness with us, since we're all interconnected, and especially when you're at the multidimensional level, you can experience that even more so. Knowing this, then when you work on yourself, when you bring into alignment the energy centers of your body, you're automatically bringing into alignment the energy centers of anybody else that you want to work on. So we use the pyramid of light for that and a circle of energy to do that as well. And the purpose is precisely to maximize the amount of time that you're working on one person and benefit a group of people. And sometimes you can even put the planet in there, because who's to say that you cannot impact? The only limitation to the multidimensional capabilities of healing is the only limitation, again, is your mind. Your mind is the most powerful tool, and we're just beginning to scratch the surface on it. I sometimes find it humorous that we're so caught up in building technology. Like I mentioned in my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, in the Crystal Cities, which is the first section of the book, I talk how at this point in time in the fifth dimension, you won't have to develop any tools. You won't have to develop anything with your hands. Everything will be manifested through the mind. Because why would you take the time to build something unless you enjoy it, rather than just imagine it with all the details and beauty that you can create in your mind and then just have it happen? So what is within, you bring without. And that's the really cool and powerful part of multidimensional functioning. You also achieve a greater level of self-empowerment. And through self-empowerment, once you understand that you are a very unique being, that you are a divine being made in the image of God, there's also a certain level of love towards the self. And by being able to love yourself more, you're able to love others as well. And better able to love others, not just to love yourself, but you're also better able to love others because you have an understanding of what it is to be beloved within. You also have the opportunity from this level to activate the divine flame within. And you learn to protect yourself and others. You learn to connect with the universe and nature itself. You can read energy fields and all life. You can bring in light. All of this at will, okay? And you go even one step further where you can do this with your eyes open. So imagine being anywhere at any time, and all you have to do is you keep your eyes open, you can go to meditative state. So you can be in a meeting, and if you need to get information based on some issues that are coming up, you guess what? You can take care of it. I've actually meditate sometimes while I drive because I can meditate with my eyes open. So it doesn't mean that I'm not aware of what's happening on. Actually, functioning at the multidimensional level, you are aware of everything that's going on at all levels. And that's the most powerful thing. And a lot of people try to grasp it. And with time, you probably will. However, it is sometimes a little difficult to, until you've been doing it for a while, to understand how powerful and how incredibly useful this kind of functioning is. I find myself when I do this, I can actually set the intent to slow down time. And I, you know, I get so much more done that way. When I focus on slowing down time and functioning at the multidimensional level, I can be typing a document or a workshop online, you know, the conditioning, and I can be answering the phone, have perfect conversation with the person who's speaking, and continue to focus also at the same time on the document I'm working on, flow back between the situations, between the phone call, and even listen to someone here in the office talking to me. So you have this capability that is really multi-dimensional and multifunctioning. And the other part of it is that while you might get irritated, you don't reach the point of losing control like sometimes can happen if you are so caught up in what you're doing and then all of a sudden you get an interruption or you're trying to focus on what you're doing and you have to answer something else. So this is, I've been finding it extremely useful to maximize not just my time, but the work that I do. And slowing down the time frame to do something allows me to get more work and more things done in less time. Now, that may seem a little surreal to some of you, but in reality, it works. So, you know, stay tuned again for the show to learn more about these techniques, because I'll be teaching some of them, especially the breath and then some of the other meditations that help you to accomplish this level of functioning. You know, the current time frame that we're living in the world, like I said, is so powerful, and it's the energies are so impressive that emanate into the earth and that emanate into our being. And spiritual techniques out there, because of the new era that we're entering in, and because of the new energy, some of these techniques are antiquated because they're still focusing on, oh, I need to figure this, what's wrong here, and I need to correct it. And you have to sit there for an hour correcting someone's energy field when you can do it so much more, you know, more quickly, because you can slow down the time, first of all. Second of all, you can accelerate the healing process. You're going beyond the time frame of space-time. So therefore, you can actually impact something for longer periods of time. Also, there's another thing that is extremely useful when you function at this level, and you can set the intent. Let's say, for example, if you're at meditative state and you're working on someone, whether you focus on what the imbalance is or, you know, the specifics in the detail, which you really don't need. If you're focusing on them and seeing them in perfect balance and seeing the alignment of the fields, then all you have to do is set the intent for a period of time, and that energy will flow through to them for the period of time that you set the intent to. So there are so many useful aspects of this that sometimes, again, the only limitation is the mind. So just thought I'd throw that in there. Another thing, it is appropriate that methodology you learn here is going to be empowering to you, because you're going to be able to connect with your true deepest part of yourself. And by doing so, you're going to understand what your real purpose is, not what people expect of you, not what your family or your friends are expecting of you, but what you truly have within that is at the heart and the soul of your being. So we actually teach these techniques in a workshop that we have called Sanctuary. And but I just want to, again, focus on what the multidimensional aspect of this kind of methodology and technique is. And I've got this beautiful inspirational quote that was given to me through Spirit. And it says, "You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered." And this does not just refer at the personal level. This refers at the relationship level, at the family-related level, at the friendship level, at the work level. It refers to it at the psychological, the physical. All of this at all levels of our being. And that's what multidimensional functioning and bringing all aspects of the self into full understanding and full connection between them so that we can work in oneness and at the same time we can function independently and individually in each one. And that's what we're going to be discussing for the next week. So let us move on a little bit more. I'm going to talk a little bit about the definitions of some of the terminology we'll be using. And basically, quantum consciousness, what is that? Basically, it's the ability to connect with your superconscious. Superconscious is also a term that I consider multidimensional consciousness or multidimensional functioning. It is the understanding that you are a divine being made in the image of God, and as such, you have certain capabilities. Your divine being functions at the multidimensional level. It is that aspect of the soul that is in direct connection with the oneness with in oneness with God. Through this level of awareness, you're able to transcend space-time and access any point of space-time. In other words, you're able to transcend the level of illusion and go into the reality of light existence. And when we function within these levels, our DNA and our crystals in our bloodstream are actually heightened and they hold in more light. Obviously, while we are still in the body, because we don't want to necessarily leave the body, but bring that light in to transform not just ourselves, but the world around us. Through a deep state of relaxation and meditation, you can go from your current space-time into the house of many mansions or dimensions. Through your intent, you access the fifth mansion or fifth dimension where all your alternate realities are merged. Here you have all the knowledge at all levels, meaning all aspects of your life. From this point, you can address any concern as if they have been accomplished, because at this level, they are accomplished. You can connect to your future or your past self and determine how to deal with relationships, business, spirituality, finances, health, dreams, goals. Anything that you have a need for, you can address. Also, you'll see how to achieve oneness successfully but determine if this is what you desire and how your future shall feel having accomplished these goals. So, for example, what this means is that when you're able to access the past, you can heal wounds that were inflicted in the past, whether it be this or a previous time. And when you access into the future, you will be able to get information and knowledge to solve problems in the present, as if you had the expertise and the knowledge that you acquire after many, many years of experience and doing what you're starting out to do now. So if you can imagine yourself right now, like starting a radio show, for example, and you feel like you're inadequate or you're not appropriate, or you might be uncomfortable speaking, or you don't know how to prepare. If you can use a technique of multidimensional functioning by quantum tunneling into the future and allowing yourself to connect with your future self, having been an expert now on radio shows because you've been doing it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, 4 or 5 years, or even been trained by the experts. So the level of knowledge and the level of understanding that you can accomplish is amazing. And some people may say, well, you know, that sounds too surrealistic to really believe. But there are people who do that already. There are people who, I do it myself, and there are people, I'm not the only one. I know people who are, as a matter of fact, I know a scientist who was trying to learn something completely new, a new language. And all of a sudden, he basically set the intent. And as he set the intent, he realized that he could actually do it. So he just started typing in this new language. And that was that. We have the power to accomplish anything. We are divine beings made in the image of God. And you're going to hear me repeat this statement over and over, because I need you to grasp and understand the power of who you are, the beauty of who you are, the magnificence of what you can accomplish if you set your mind. Now, about 6 years ago, I was in California for my work, and I took a wonderful course by Anthony Robbins, and it was called Unleash the Power Within. And in this, the powerful thing about this workshop, I mean, granted that Anthony Robbins is one of the best in his field, aside from that, he puts on a show. It's not just a workshop. He puts on a very powerful presentation, let's put it that way. What was very powerful was the firewalking aspect of this, because he does it the first day. It's not like you're having 7 days to prepare for this. He does it the very first day. And the purpose is not to impress, but to impress upon you that your mind is one of the most powerful things that exists and that has been created anywhere. Okay? So if we can grasp that, then we can understand this verse from the Bible that says, whatever you believe, if you believe strongly enough, if you have just the belief or the faith of a mustard seed, which is very tiny, by the way, then you can say to a mountain, go into the water, and the mountain will go. So to us, at our level of awareness, that may seem impossible. But for a person who does have that kind of faith and who has that kind of belief and who has done things like walking on water or walking on fire or levitate, and there are people out there who can, those things are not impossible. And as if you remember the 100 monkey theory, once one person can learn it, then the rest of the world can learn it. So the more of us who can walk on fire, more of us who can walk on water, the more of us who can get out there and levitate and float, whatever, the more of us who can do it. So if you have faith, you can trust yourself and you can gradually become more and more aware of this. Now, I'm not recommending, though, that you go out there tomorrow and try to walk on water or levitate, okay? I'm just saying this is something that we can accomplish if we set our minds to do so. Who would have told me some years back that I would have walked on hot coals, 13 feet of hot coals without one blister in my feet? Now, I had a partner with me. Okay, so you say, well, maybe they weren't that hot. Well, I don't know. I know that I didn't experience any kind of burning. I do know that my partner got a tiny blister because she started to ask the question, this is impossible. And as soon as she realized that, she got a little ouch, and then she quickly turned her mind back to the belief system that allowed her to finish the walk. But fortunately, it was just a minor blister. It wasn't anything serious. So the power of control is, I mean, that just basically says it all, right? Let's continue with also, what is the fifth dimension? Well, it's very much related to the multidimensional awareness. It is the level of multi-awareness where you communicate with another person at this level. You're able to listen, hear, experience, and know what the person's communicating. Not only that, you're able to see what they're experiencing, and based on that experience, what their conclusions and what their thoughts are. And then on top of that, you're able to experience from all of the information you're getting from the other person, you're able to experience your own feelings and emotions. It's not easy to put into words because we're talking about functioning beyond our fourth dimensional capabilities. So to put it into words, it's very difficult. However, nonetheless, it works, and it's a powerful form of communication. The most interesting aspect of this type of communication is that you don't have to worry about the intent or miscommunication because you can see the intent. You can feel it's like everything is an open book and there is no hidden agendas. There's no hidden messages. Nothing is prevented from what you're able to perceive, and what you see is exactly what you get. So a lot of it prevents a lot of miscommunications. And, you know, what don't we have in history because of miscommunications or lack of agreement over how we should interpret something? How many wars have we had? How many people have died? How many people have been killed? How many people tortured? And on and on and on. And I mean, this goes into our current day. So if we can eliminate this misunderstanding, this miscommunication, we can move the world into a much happier place. We can move ourselves into a much happier place too. Also at this level, you are able to experience energy, an energy vibration, which allows your body to function at this level. So not only is there visual, but there's auditory and there's kinesthetic and there's vibration. So the vibration would fall into the kinesthetic. And so here, it's not just about getting images. You're actually getting sounds, and you're actually, those sounds are like fine-tuning the person you are, your blueprint, your energy fields. If you can imagine your body being a grid of energy lines, it's like strumming them into fine pitch, into fine rhythm, into fine note and perfection, bringing you into perfect alignment, balance. And when the energy fields are in perfect alignments and balance, that brings you into a healthier state of being, and the physical body heals itself, and you are in perfect health. And this is basically what we would be doing when we ascend. This is the state of ascension. This is how, what it's like to be in the ascended state, in a perfect state of awareness and connectedness with all that is, including the ultimate divine being. In space-time, we are limited, of course, to what exists within our illusion. And I find when I talk to people about this that they have a really hard time, especially in workshops that I do, they have a really hard time understanding and breaking away from the linear capabilities. Well, there had to be a beginning. There had to be an end. Well, you know what? When something is infinite, there is no beginning. There is no end. So, and how yet do you explain to a person within the fourth dimensional who still, when we still function at the linear level, how can you explain something that is beyond the fourth dimension, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, and so on and so on? Because there are many more dimensions other than our own. So how can you explain them what is higher beyond our dimensions, you know? It's unconceivable sometimes. And we have to limit ourselves to the words, the spoken words, the spoken terminology, which makes it even more complex to explain these concepts to people. So living in the illusion, the duality, the limited beliefs, the fear within our fourth dimension, the world where we are individuals and separate from each other, we believe in the self and there is loneliness, division, and much more. We can incarnate the spark of light life that originates in the Godhead, divides multiple times until it reaches a sonic vibration slow and low enough that it transforms into what we know as physical matter. And this is basically where we exist. As a multidimensional being, you experience a multi-level of existence. So each choice you make, can you imagine that as unfolding within a different dimension? Because I honestly believe that when we make a choice, we're experiencing both aspects, depending on which one we are right now, we won't be aware of the other one because they're taking place parallel in what people call parallel dimensions. So it's kind of hard to know that that's happening. But my understanding, my concept of how our world works at the multidimensional level, when you are able to pull into the field of oneness, then you can know and access and view all the other dimensions and all the different options and choices that we have. Through meditation, oh, by the way, this multi-level of existence, due to our lack of awareness, appears to take place separately and independent of each other. When you experience the multidimensional level, you know and understand they are connected and one. You have the awareness of all of them, many realities, many choices, many experiences, all within oneness. Through the meditation, for example, you separate levels of awareness and are reintegrated and realigned, which manifests into oneness, birthing within your multidimensional living. So, again, without meaning to repeat myself, again, you bring the knowledge from oneness to the multi and from the multi to the oneness. And so you, whatever you experience within, you can manifest outside. When you are integrated in oneness, though, you are complete, you are whole. And when you are not in oneness, you are basically feeling independent, individual, and alone. For example, in space-time, you are a part of the middle-class family. You live comfortably and life is good. There is another space-time reality where you are extremely successful and live a very luxurious life. And in another space-time, you are struggling, a musician. In another reality, you are a musician genius, living in a mansion with an attentive staff of people to address your needs. So these are the different outcomes that you can live with in a multidimensional awareness. And when you are able to function at that level, you can access from one to the other. So all these experiences called physical reality are one within you at the vibrational multidimensional part of being. Some people have these experiences, but they don't really have no clarity about what it means. This is the beginning of the awakening. At this level, you have no control of moving within the multidimensional existence. With continual meditation and connection to these levels of understanding, your awareness expands, and you're able to better function. And not only function at these levels, but you're able to control them at will. And that's when you are beginning to be more and more aware, not only be aware, but able to be in control and understand how it works. Others have understood these experiences and with full clarity now of awareness, others have, they understand what it means. The awakening is complete and they move into what is called the multidimensional existence at will. All of us experience the dimensions known as our past, but most people think that they cannot experience the dimensions known as the future because we're not supposed to know our future. Well, guess what? If we're all functioning at the here and now, then everything is happening now. There is no real future. There is no real past because everything is the present. And then what we recall as the past are simply current nows in a different dimension. What we understand as the future are current nows known as the future. And being able to access the ones in the past, then we know too that we can access the ones in the future. And these are called the visionaries or people who have the sight and can know the future. All right, so let's continue. of course, you have to conceive this within the realization that at this level, there is no space-time. There is just now. And when you can conceive that, then what I'm saying makes perfect sense. All right. And why is breath so important? Well, breath is the foundation of life, if you think about it. You cannot live without breath. Breath is an integral part of your being. It's like a different type of or a form of energy that can actually change the vibratory field of our body. Okay, so breath is the ability to affect and change the vibratory field of our body. It is very powerful. And I don't think people sometimes realize how powerful it is, because using a variety of techniques that are there, just in breath alone, you can control pain, you can control the mind, you can control the functioning of your body, and you can control yourself and your mind as a whole, depending on how you apply the breath. So what we do with the breath exercise, we basically focus on the entire body. And as we breathe, the entire breath goes through the entire body from head to toe. We focus on the entire body at the same time. So think about it. If you focus, I remember when we used to do breathing exercises, we would focus the breath on a specific area. For example, if there's an area when you're meditating that is uncomfortable, you focus your breath on that, and usually the discomfort goes away. Now, take that a step further, and when you can bring that expanded consciousness and focus your entire mind on your entire body, then what happens? You're automatically sending your breath and your energy into the entire body as a whole, not just one part of it. So your healing, it's working much faster, and it's happening simultaneously. And by bringing one aspect of the body into alignment, it's easier to bring the other parts and aspects of your body into alignment, which, if you think about it, kind of builds on each other. Because now you have a body working in rhythm and in unison, as opposed to having different parts of our body working in unison. And again, that's one of the reasons why it's so powerful. So having the capability to draw breath and focus it, not just at the physical level, but moving further in within at the muscle, at the bone, and even going beyond that, focusing it at the most minute aspect of our being, the energy level, which is the quantum level, where you have the smallest particle of it, that it exists. If we can go and bring the breath into this, it creates a very powerful technique that can really, really change the vibration of your energy field and your DNA structure and much, much more. Because breath is the source of life, it has the capability to impact all life. Through breath, you access the multidimensional level. Again, you're accessing all your body, the multidimensions of your body within, and therefore it automatically helps your mind to transport itself into that kind of functioning and being and working and living. Through breath, you access the multidimensional levels of existence. You first, through oneness with the self and with all that is, and ultimately the God consciousness itself. Through breath, you have the capability of functioning and having this awareness and changing the vibratory field, heightening, not just changing it, but heightening your vibratory field to the next level of attunement or atonement, however you want to call it. And then it reaches a point where it moves beyond the time-space frame. Now, I wanted to emphasize something. there are two concepts that we need to clarify. One is space-time and one is time-space. So there are actually two different. We are currently living in space-time. When we transcend, we can actually live beyond space-time into time-space. While it may seem strange, there is a certain level of distinction. And we will get into that in the shows that follow. But I thought it was an interesting concept because I remember when I was writing my book, I kept writing time-space instead of space-time, and I kept being corrected. And then I realized that actually it's a different level altogether. I'm not 100% sure that I understand the difference completely, but I do understand that there is a difference overall. And this is the wonderful and powerful thing about using the breath for just, even if you want to just use breath for the technique, once you continue to practice, it somehow, part of your body just begins to heal. I know that it actually helps people who have a great deal of rage to let go of that. It helps them to have more control over their emotions. It helps them to have a certain level of balance and peace within and not be so much affected by what others expect of us. However, be more fulfilled in our expectations of our true desires and our true self. So this is very liberating because oftentimes we think we have to satisfy everybody else's needs in order to be happy, and that sometimes means sacrificing your own. So we have to reach the realization that while we do need to help others and respect others and try to treat others with mutual kindness and mutual respect and just overall honesty and ethics, at the same time, we need to apply those same beliefs and those same concepts to ourself. And if we ignore ourselves, if we put others before us, then obviously we are neglecting a great part of that understanding. Because if you cannot experience something, how can you apply it to someone else? If you cannot bring that to yourself, for example, love, if you cannot love yourself, how can you possibly love others because you don't know what it is? And this is very important that we understand that we too are divine beings. We need to treat others like divine beings and ourselves like divine beings. That doesn't mean that you and I are going to be perfect. It doesn't mean, wow, you know, from this point on, no more mistakes. Life is just going to be so freaking rosy. Well, you know what? It doesn't happen that way. And I can tell you today, I'm feeling good. Yet, I did not have a great day or a good day. My car, I had brought it from the shop after a tune-up. Guess what? I'm driving to a meeting this morning and smack in the middle of a busy, busy intersection, I hear something falling through the motor of the car. And I'm like, oh my God, it almost feels, I know it wasn't as loud enough to be the motor falling out of my car, but the noise and the vibration, and you know, sitting in a driver's seat makes it so much more, it tunes you to the feeling of the car. It's really strange because when I sit in the passenger side, it's not as effective. Well, anyway, so I hear this noise and I said, oh my God, what is it? I'm standing and there's four cars in front of me and I see cars coming behind me and the light now is turning from red and I'm afraid to move forward with my car because I just feel, who knows, I might have lost part of the motor, the battery or something, right? Well, I'm telling you, it was a scary moment because I was stopped and even though I had the blinkers on, the cars just kept coming at a speed that I thought it was like they were going to go through me. And having been rear-ended number of years ago, it was really hair-raising to be able to go through this. And I was like, I have to get out of my car. I have to, you know. And finally, I was able to get out of the car. I was not only able to get out of the car, but I was able to get back in, and I was able to, with traffic having, you know, somehow stopped and dissipated and there were no cars in sight, I was able to pull into a driveway and get myself out of danger. But it took me a couple of hours to bring myself to normal state. And then on top of that, in the afternoon, a few hours before the show, I had to give some really bad news to some people. And it wasn't, you know, sometimes you think when you win something, you feel so much better. Well, to some degree, I felt relief that it was over and done. But I didn't get that much joy out of bringing bad news to people. What I did get was the satisfaction of knowing that things were going to get better now as a means of improving a situation that was not ideal. So even though that the day didn't go so well, and regardless of all the stress, this technique helps me to maintain my balance, maintain my center, so that I'm not affected, I'm not impacted by things around me as much. And this is I'm not even sure what words to use with this, because words are not enough to really define or explain how this works. Let's say normally it's good to meditate every day, because if you don't meditate every day, well, guess what? You get caught up in the everyday troubles and the everyday distractions and so on. Well, with this technique, this is powerful. You can go on, and I am testing the technique, so I'm trying to figure out how to use it the best and understand how others can use it as well. And I'm finding that even though I don't use it every day, the effects of it are longer term and longer term and longer term. And they just keep building and building and building on it. So I'm not required at all times to be at that state. The other thing too that I like to do is I like to go into state with the breath exercise, and then do what I need to do, whether it's healing myself or healing others or whatever, or just simply enjoying a meditative state of peace and calmness, or connecting with the divine. Whatever I do in there, it is very powerful that when I come out, I actually stay in the state with my eyes open. So it allows me during the day to remain in that state. And that's why the effects of this are so much more durable than anything I've ever done before. So I keep amazing myself at the different ways to apply this, not just to myself, but to my life overall. So I wanted to share these things with you. We're getting close to the end of the show. And again, I wanted to remind all of you that we are going to have Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslov. Most people have a knowing and understanding of Dr. Eric Pearl. He's well known through his reconnective healing techniques. Well, Mr. Frederick Ponslov is an actor and producer, and they both wrote a book together called Solomon Speaks, on reconnecting your life. So that's going to be very interesting. And this is a beautiful picture if you want to look at online and by the book. They have the hard copy and I believe the soft copy as well. But the image is very beautiful because of the reconnecting healing technique. They use the powerful image of God touching man's hand that's in the in St. Peter's in Rome, excuse me. I drew a blank there. I was trying to say the 16th chapel in the Vatican, but it wouldn't come out. So they have that image of, you know, man and God touching, which is really what connecting with the divine is. The only difference is this is through the finger, and God really connects to us through the heart. So, but the intent is there, the message is there. And you also have this beautiful image of the DNA and man walking up, like the DNA is a ladder. And I'm not sure if it's because it's a luminous being, maybe it's coming towards us, a descended being that's coming down the ladder from a higher level of DNA, and you see the galaxy in the background with the central light in there. A really powerful book, and I look forward to being able to discuss the book with you, and so you can listen to what motivated them to write this book. Also, if you'd like to call in on the 16th, you have the numbers. If you are a little shy and prefer not to speak in the show, feel free to, again, include your questions or any thoughts or ideas that we could incorporate into the show and ask them during the interview. Feel free to go to the blog, researchcia.com, and just leave a message there or a question, and I'll be happy to ask it during the interview. All right. Well, I think we're very close to calling it a night. Again, I want to leave you with a thought. Until we next have the show and are talking to you, please try to hold the thought and the intent of the divine being that you are, the divine being that you are intended to reach. So being already divine, being created in the image of a divine being, and having the capability to think and see yourself in that perspective. Now, I'm not saying you should be looking at yourself as you are God, but you are a divine being made in the image of God. And I'm going to repeat the quote again. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. And I leave you with this thought just to ponder upon while you are, you know, moving on through the rest of the next couple of weeks. All right? Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And until our next show, New Consciousness, New World, your host, Esperanza Ray.